business meeting and tell them my problems with serving. Needless to say, they didn't allow me to quit either. Along the way, I learned, in spite of myself, that the best thing about AA service jobs is that for a period of time, I got out of myself. At some point, I began to shut my mouth and actually listen to what other people were saying at meetings. After white-knuckling it for almost 2 years in AA, I finally broke down and saw that I could not stay sober all by myself. But I was terrified of going back to drinking. After all my suicide attempts, I had no fear of dying, but I could not stand the idea that I would go back to living that way again. I was at what the old-timers in our literature refer to as a jumping-off point. I didn't know what to do. One evening, I did the unimaginable, at least for me. After picking up my sponsor of the month to go to a meeting, I informed him that I was ready to work the 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous. In most respects, my life began again that night. That man took me through the steps in a loving, gentle way that for the remainder of my life I will be grateful for. He taught me to look inward at my soul, to welcome a higher power into my life, and to reach out to others. He taught me how to look into a mirror and to like and even respect the man who looked back at me. When I reached the ninth step, I began to hesitate in my enthusiasm. One morning I woke up covered in sweat and could not get over a nightmare I had, that this was my last day of sobriety. After calling friends and my sponsor, I knew what had to be done. I spent the entire day, more than 8 or 9 hours, going into people's offices and making my amends.